This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. So when I was a kid, I wanted to be a paleontologist. I wanted to grow up and hunt for dinosaur bones. So I'm kind of jealous of Clayton Phipps, because that's what he does. And it's not a hobby. He makes a living by selling ancient bones to the highest bidder. Now, a massive pair of skeletons he found in Montana is going to come up for auction with a target price of over $7 million. Clayton Phipps is not a scientist. He calls himself the Dino Cowboy. Clayton, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So tell me a little bit about this particular fossil find.
Oh, man. You know, we were blessed with this find. It's a herbivore and a carnivore, and they obviously weren't friends. They were found together, and we're assuming that they killed each other and got buried together very quickly. They're both virtually 100% complete. They're a Christmas present waiting to be unwrapped. There's a lot of science to be gleaned from this discovery.
Tell me about something you found in the past and how much it went for.
Well, you know, when I first started doing this, it was more of a hobby. It was right after the movie Jurassic Park came out, so there was a big dinosaur craze. And, well, heck, that's cool. I'll start looking around, you know, see if I can find anything. And, oh, I suppose it was probably about 4 years into it. I took 2 weeks off and went fossil hunting, and I found a little dragon skull. And I sold it, and I got about a year's wages for my part. You know, the landowner got his share, and the guy that prepared it got his share.
What's that work out to for you?
Let's see. I think I ended up with about 40-some thousand. And I told my wife, I said, I think I want to quit my job and see if we can do this. And about that time, our family ranch split up, and I ended up with a little chunk just not quite big enough to starve to death on. So I decided, you know, I'm going to try to see if we can supplement our income with fossils.
If this is going to come up for an auction, the projected price is somewhere between $7 and $9 million. Why auction it? Why not give it to a museum and let little kids come see it for just the sake of learning?
Well, you know, I'm obviously trying to feed my family doing this, so, you know, I've got a lot invested into this project, and it's an investment I made. And my goal when I started doing this was to let landowners know that there's some value in their fossils. I've watched people come to our county and take the fossils and not even tell anybody where they came from or give no credit to our area or anything. And to me, it seemed like the landowners ought to realize something out of what's being taken off their place.
Say this thing sells and you get a cut. Is that it? You gonna hang up your fossil hunting spurs?
Nah, I enjoy it too much. No, it's too fun.
Is there another one out there that you're looking for now?
It's like gold, man. It's where you find it. Yeah, I'm sure there's more out there in the hills. Good Lord willing, I'll find another one someday.
Clayton Phipps, thank you so much for talking with me.
Hey, you're welcome.